There you go.
All right. So meeting is being recorded. So I'm going to call our BCPL meeting on the 15th of February to order. Our first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. Is there any updates to the minutes from our last meeting?
None for me.
I missed that meeting, so I'm going to have to abstain. Sorry about that.
No worries. I think that looks good, so I move to approve the minutes.
I second.
Great. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Ben.
Okay, great. So the minutes are approved. We're moving on to our next item on the agenda, where we have five loans, a little over $2.2 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
This is Doug. I move to approve the five loans.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded, so we'll move into discussion. Rich, can you please walk us through the loans that we are reviewing today?
Will do. Loan number one is from the town of Lake Tomahawk, which is buying a fire truck. As you know, Lake Tomahawk is where our northern office is located, so we're happy to see them using the State Trust Fund loan program. Mm-hmm. Loan number two, the village of Lannan is in the northeast corner of Waukesha County between Menominee Falls and Sussex. The village is helping to fund a multifamily project targeted towards workforce housing with both a development incentive and infrastructure costs. This is not a low-income tax credit project, but the lower costs of development in Lannan allow rents to be set about 80% of the rent levels found in nearby communities. And the project is targeting employees of Quad Graphics, Milwaukee Tool, and the community hospital. Because this is a multi-phase project, we may see another round or two of financing down the road. Loans four and five, in addition to these two loans, the town of Conover will have three additional loans that will be seeking to refinance at an upcoming board meeting. You may recall that the State Trust Fund Loan Program allows our customers to refinance their debts internally here at BCPL. However, because we charge no fees or other costs, we need to place a hurdle in front of those borrowers that want to refinance. If there was no hurdle, all of our borrowers would refinance their loans every time we reduced our interest rates, and we would not have time to do anything else. The hurdle is that we require borrowers to take out a new loan equal to at least 25% of the amount that they would like to refinance. In addition to reducing the number of refinances, these new loans also help to sustain our distribution to the beneficiaries. The interest that we earn on the new loan helps to offset the lower interest received because of the refi. And that's all I have for the loans today.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Are there any questions? All right. See none. All those in favor of approving the five loans today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved, and we have no old business and no new business, so we'll just move straight into officer reports. Rich, you're up.
Thanks, Sarah. I was invited to join a panel on project financing at the Governor's Conference on Economic Development last Thursday. The presentation went well, and there were some newer officials in the audience that learned about the State Trust Fund Loan Program. There's always been quite a bit of turnover in municipal staffing, and continuing education is a key component in marketing this program. So it was nice to get that invitation. Market interest rates have continued to go up over the past few weeks, and the 10-year Treasury recently surpassed 2% for the first time in 2.5 years. In response, the BCPL Investment Committee approved raising trust fund loan interest rates to reflect current market conditions. With that increase, we will be entering a two-month period where the board will be asked to approve loans that have a different interest rate depending on when the loan application was requested. At the time we receive a loan application request, we lock the rate for a period of 60 days. So for the next 2 months or so, we will continue seeing some loan applications at the old rate. that's all I have for today. Are there any questions?
No, thank you. Sounds good.
Thanks, Rich. Tom.
A couple of quick things today. As I noted at our last meeting, the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association conference is coming up on March 8th, and it's scheduled as an in-person event, but they're also looking at live streaming it for those unable to attend in person. I understand that some of the commissioners may not be able to attend in person, and therefore I asked the WEMTA folks if they may be, if the commissioners may be able to provide a short video with remarks. The WEMTA folks said they would get back to me within a week as to how that would work. Even with fewer people, it's nice to see the people that put our Common School Fund earnings to work for our kids in schools. So looking forward to that event. As I noted at our last meeting, the normal school fund is heading toward a record distribution of $1.07 million to the UW. The state treasurer and I worked on developing legislation that would provide some forgivable loans or scholarships for aspiring teachers. However, it does not seem likely that such legislation will go anywhere in this session. The best news in the near term is that the UW will be working on providing their students and our citizens with more transparency on BCPL's funding of those current UW scholarships that are paid for with normal school fund earnings. Next up, Jason Stevens, the CEO of Thompson Investments, has joined our investment committee as an advisor. I've known Jason for a number of years. He's an experienced and successful portfolio manager and a great person. It's great to have him associated with BCPL. And finally, we have now put out a request for proposals for purchasing carbon credits on our trust lands. As I previously noted, we are continuing our progress and diversifying our streams of revenue from our school trust lands. For the last 50 years, the only source of school trust fund revenue has been from timber. Before that, we didn't conduct regular timber harvests. We only had salvage harvests that were due to fire, wind, or infestations. And since we started harvesting, we have done so in a sustainable manner, giving our school trust land forests a very different look than any other forests in the state. But we don't cut white cedar because it doesn't regenerate, and we don't cut hemlock since the value is low and regeneration is also difficult. Selling carbon credits will allow us to harvest some timber, but also get paid for not harvesting those trees we choose not to cut, or those trees that are economically difficult to harvest. We look forward to receiving proposals over the next month, and we'll be bringing the issue to the board for consideration sometime in the next couple months. Thank you. Any questions?
This is Doug. A quick question, which is that with those carbon credits, assuming it would have to be some nonprofit organization, I presume. It couldn't be a for-profit corporation, I don't think, or maybe I'm wrong. Can you clarify that?
Ultimately, the purchasers tend to be for-profits. For example, let's take an organization like Disney that ends up burning a lot of energy in their cruise lines and their amusement parks. A company like that may be looking to purchase carbon credits to offset their use of carbon in their other activities. So,
okay. And what is the price for those credits?
Like I said, we haven't received any proposals yet. And so as soon as those proposals come in, we will be bringing that to the board for consideration.
So the organization that proposes it, they propose a price at the same time as...
My understanding is that they will be proposing a price range.
Okay.
And at that point, we will decide whether we want to go forward with that or not.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Tom, maybe at a future board meeting, you could just share under new business a little bit more about the proposal and program.
I'd be happy to do that. At this point in time, there were a few too many uncertainties as to how the proposals would be structured. Because under these programs, they also require who's ever selling the credits to do continuing work on those forests to demonstrate that they are, in essence, preserving carbon. And so any proposal that we would be considering would also require escrowing some of the money aside to pay for some of those future activities as well. So.
No, I think that makes sense. And so as you are, as it becomes more solidified and what that looks like, I think it would be helpful for us to just understand it a little bit more.
I agree.
Yeah, this is Doug again. For example, would those credits be per acre or per tree or what? Or if you want to explain that at a future meeting.
I'd prefer to swing that at a future meeting, but generally they tend to be per acre. But it also tends to be based upon how many trees you have on those acres, because the amount of credits that you have for a plot of land that is not heavily forested would be less than one that has a lot more trees.
And that acre can have both trees that we agree not to cut and trees that we continue to cut and still be eligible?
Yes. And in fact, okay. you can even have it flexible enough to be able to sell some of your parcels during the period of the contract as well.
All right. Thank you.
Anything else for Tom? All right, just moving on to my report and building off of Tom's report is that we've been working with WMTA and DPI with the rollout of our largest distribution in the fund's history. And very similarly to what we have done in the past as far as partnering with DPI with the announcement. So we will be continuing to work on that, and we'll keep you all updated. We also plan to feature a few schools and what they've been using that money for, to just highlight the value of the Common School Fund. And Emma from my team has been working on that, and we will continue to keep you all updated. And then the second piece that Tom mentioned with the Normal School Fund, I just want to reiterate to all the commissioners on how important this is. Is we know that our scholarship fund just last year provided UW students or over 100 that got scholarships as a result of the Normal School Fund. And something that we've really emphasized is A, making sure those students know where that scholarship money came from is kind of the first piece. But the second piece is that scholarship fund does sunset at the beginning of next year. And so we're worried, rightly so, that that money is just going to sit in the Normal School Fund when we know it could help a lot of students. And that's exactly the intent of the fund. And the other piece is because the Normal School Fund has been performing so well, and we know that our income will only, it looks like, is right now on the positive trajectory of increasing, setting up this rural teacher loan forgiveness program, because we know a lot of rural schools are struggling with finding teachers. And part of the reason that they talk about is their high student debt and the inability to work into these communities because they pay less than other districts. So we really hope that we can get something continuing to move forward. And while it might not be for this legislative session, at least set up for success when the legislature decides to come back to be approved in the future.
Sarah, I probably should know this, but what happens if that is not, if the program is not continued?
I mean, it's my understanding that that money will sit there. That's part of our concern.
I'm sorry, what?
It will just sit in the fund.
So the money would just stay there, would not be distributed?
Yes. As you know, Doug, that there are a few programs that the Normal School Fund goes to support, everything from the Stevens Point program to the UW Extension. And those programs do not have a sunset on them, but there is a sunset on the Merit Scholarship Program, which will set at the beginning of 2023. And so if we do not renew that, the remaining amount of funds will sit there.
I got it. Okay. Thank you.
Any questions? Okay. So then the last piece is just future agenda items. I think in addition to carbon credits, is there anything else commissioners would like to talk about at our next meeting?
Nothing for me.
Yeah, I have nothing.
Okay. All right. Seeing nothing in addition for future agenda items, is there? I move to adjourn our meeting.
I second.
I second the motion to adjourn.
Okay. All those in favor of voting to adjourn our meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye,
Josh.
Right. Thanks, everybody, and have a
great
week,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Tom, are you still there? Hello, Tom.